Friday, March 19, 2021, 5:55 a.m. I'm painting today. Let's see. So Friday, I got to make the wife breakfast early this morning. She prefers it early because she has her chicken feeding duties down at the village today. Likes to get an early start with a good breakfast. And I got to feed my sister's cat again. So I'll be doing that for, I don't know, quite a while here. I think it's, can't remember when she comes back. Let's see. Yeah, so she's just basically gone for a week. So the last day I think the last day I would feed the cat is on the Tuesday, it's coming Tuesday. Oh, look at that. My second vaccine appointment is on the following Thursday, so that's next Thursday. What else we got coming up? Passover's coming up. Palm Sunday, too, the week after. How about that? Well, I got another blood draw for Kaiser on the 31st. So, very interesting. The news has been talking about this. There was another mass shooting. Some young man who has had problems with sex addiction, who's been trying to overcome it because he just hates his life for being that way. I guess it's something that's overtaken his life. And he's at the end of his rope. Went out and shot up a bunch of massage parlors, places he frequented for sex. I guess they're the prostitution type massage parlors. So, the ones that he shot up, 1, 2, 3, 4 places, maybe 3 places. But the majority of the people that he shot up were these Asian. People in those massage parlors, Asian women, and but he was arrested by the police, and they interviewed him, and he admitted to the crimes. He was on his way to Florida to shoot up some more places, apparently, that he probably had frequented before. What he wanted to do was eliminate his the temptations and sources of his sexual addiction, which he really couldn't do. So I guess, he wasn't really thinking clearly for sure, but he's a troubled man. And the police pretty much confirmed that that's what his reasons for doing all these things were. But as it happens again and again, because he's white, this is a white supremacist going around shooting up Asians, according to some news people, according to some people in the government. They're not coming out and saying exactly that's what it is, but it's because he is a white man killing Asians. And Donald Trump, and that's the latest it. Donald Trump, because Donald Trump has labeled the COVID virus the Wuhan Chinese virus back when it started, when everybody, even including the news media, was calling it the Wuhan virus. Because Donald Trump said this, that was the dog whistle to have this guy go out and kill a bunch of Asians. And also it's the dog whistle to have a bunch of crimes on Asians that's taking place. So, again, when something bad happens, let's say, and it's out or outrageous happens. It's always good to take a deep breath and wait for all the facts to come in. Because like that what happened to that kid that went to the March for Life in Washington, D.C. and some news organization put him on the news and said that he was taunting a Native American man, and what a terrible racist kid he was. He had a MAGA hat on. But when all the news finally came out, no, that's not what happened. He was just basically standing his ground because the protesters against the March for Life people, or the MAGA people, depending on who what you want to look at, came towards him, and he just stood his ground, which everybody should do. And he even sued the news outlets for portraying him that way, and received a big payout, millions and millions of dollars. So he's pretty much set up as long as he doesn't screw things up with his money. But yeah, his life was ruined. What college would have picked him up as somebody, as a student? No matter what his grades were, nobody would have. But yeah, his life was ruined because of the news outlets, and because, and I even saw it on my Facebook feed. Somebody posted right the day after or something like that. Somebody, or when it was happening, somebody posted that this, and it had his picture on there too. That it was what a terrible person he was for doing that. So okay, and so I looked at that and I said, ah, doesn't sound right. And sure enough, after a couple of days or maybe a week, I think later, all the real information came out, the video that proved it. So he was exonerated. But same with this, okay? So and that's the sad thing, that the people that want to formulate these memes, as they call them, that the United States is filled with white supremacists, and about 90% of them are all those people that voted for Trump, or the white, or maybe even all of them are the people that voted for Trump. And the only reason why they were voting for him because he's because they were white supremacists, and that's what they wanted. They wanted to keep America white. Well, the facts don't prove that either. There's a lot of, and they showed a lot that Trump got a lot of minority votes, black and Hispanic and Asian votes. So it has nothing to do with that. But yet, that's what the meme is in the in the media. So that's one thing that everybody should understand. I guess people want to hear this stuff, so when it says it, that just confirms it for them, and they don't care what the real facts are about things. They just want to hear it because that's going to be, what their talking point, their own personal talking point is that this guy's a white supremacist, and there's a bunch of white supremacists out there, and we got to take care of them. Again, I don't believe that there's systematic racism in the United States. I have not seen it in my corner of the world. Okay? I have not experienced it in the large corporation that I worked for. I did talk about some discrimination going on, but I it really wasn't systemic throughout the company. And all in all, the company really worked against it. They have a EEOC department that makes sure that things like that don't happen. And those guys, and trust me, those guys are fanatics. They're looking for the white supremacists, or not just white supremacy, but any kind of discrimination caused that people might exhibit on the job. that would hurt, that would offend, that would just not hurt people, but just offend them. Okay? If I sound a little funny, I got my mouth guard in. I had a little problem with my jaw yesterday on my right side. It was just real painful to chew. All of a sudden, it just started happening. Like, oh, I had a real bad TMJ problem. Yeah, so that's the latest thing in the story. There's another white supremacist on the loose killing Asians, which is not the case, not the facts, not what the police have found out. It was, it was like the that guy, I forget what, I even forget where it was. I think it was in Missouri somewhere there. The guy, young man that was confronted by the policeman, and the story was is that the policeman just shot him in cold blood. And he even had his hands up saying, "Hey, my hands are up, don't shoot me." This was during the President Obama administration. So the federal government looked into it. The attorney general at the time was the black attorney general for our black president. Found out that the black man who everybody says had claimed that he was just surrendering and had his hands up and was saying "don't shoot" and got killed by a police officer in cold blood, did not happen. They determined it did not happen according to all the witnesses and stuff. So that's another thing. And you still see it, you still see the Black Lives Matter people out there protesting with their doing the hands up, don't shoot chant. And it's like, okay, well, that's pretty much taking place. So the reality is that it didn't happen, but people are there's people walking around that say that it did happen. And so that's the sad part about it, that there's people walking around with the misconception of what's been going on. I've always been treated courteously by police officers, And there was another video I saw. It had dash cam and body cam footage from the police officer. Some woman got stopped, and when she was in, this is recently, was stopped in her boyfriend's car, who, and then she pretty much said that yeah, she had drugs, and yeah, they were hers when they pulled, when they finally did pull them out of her purse and stuff. And when they went to arrest her, that's when she resisted. And she ran around, ran away from the cop, got back in the car. And the cop was trying to get her out. She got a gun out of the car, shot the police officer once, and he returned fire. Okay, and he was shot. But he returned fire, and she drove, and instead of continuing to fire, he called in to say that he had been shot and that the suspect was driving away, and but she later succumbed to her injuries and died down the road, so they she was killed. But the meme is trying to go out that that they killed her for no reason, but you watch the video and it's like, oh yeah. The cop did everything he could possibly do. He was completely courteous, gave her all sorts of leeway, which I don't know if I would have given her that much leeway, but he did. And it's because of the atmosphere today. You can't be, he realized that just to be suspicious that this lady might shoot him, which she ultimately ended up doing, is going to be perceived as something that is negative. So he was bending over backwards, letting her have all sorts of freedom, letting her dig in her purse by herself, Oh yeah, he even tried tasering her before she pulled the gun out, and that didn't stop her. So she and then she got when she got the gun out and shot him, okay? So he even tried using non-lethal a non-lethal method to get her to exit the car and stop, because I think she had already started the car up already too. She was already under arrest and was in the process of resisting arrest. We gotta watch these memes. You gotta quit. We really gotta not get caught up in a lot of this stuff. The memes can be dangerous. So, and it's really up to the media to really get to search down the facts and not repeat the memes they know are contrary to the facts. Like, this is this guy yesterday that shot up the massage parlors did it because of racist reasons. The police pretty much said no. They pretty much said no. He did not do it for racist reasons. He did it because he's a sex addict and he wanted to apparently eliminate any situation where he might continue to be a sex addict. Apparently, he had been trying to correct himself. He was in a rehab center a year prior to quit his sexual addiction. So this is something that's been going on for quite a while. So it must have been a pretty bad experience for him. I'm not saying that he's I'm not saying that he's right doing what he did. Of course not. But there are things that drive people to do things that are just terrible. And mental illness is something that we do have to be compassionate about, because it's not just sex addicts. It's other things too that drive people to do what they do. They could easily be helped by professionals, and maybe that's where a lot of more energy should go to instead of all this wokeness that is really kind of in a dreamland somewhere. Anyway, so I worked on I was I've been working on the Empowered Women panel, and I repainted the far wall to bring it into more color. Now it's more pinkish, and there's still a part of it that where I dug into the white background, and that's still showing up. So I got to put another coat on there, I guess. Yeah, there's going to have to be another coat or something because it's still showing through, and I don't really like that. Maybe I could do that and make that lighter. I'll do that lighter next time. We'll see. Let me get back to painting. I got a little bit more time. I got stuff to do too. Like I said, I got to feed my sister's cat, so that's going to be nothing, something else. Yesterday we were supposed to wash the dog, but wife and I got caught up in other chores and ran out of a little time, so the dog gets washed tomorrow. I did want to brush him yesterday again, but I didn't get the chance to run to do that, so I'll brush him again today. So he's a pretty old dog. He's like 13 now, and he's moving a little slow. But it rained pretty good yesterday. Too bad I had so much to do. It would have been nice to have been the painting all day. But that's just the way it goes. So I'll make this the last of the post. 6:15. Yeah, I gotta stop here pretty soon anyway. So have a good one.